Yo, what's going on, everyone? And welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. Today is your episode for Friday, November 30th, and we finally got to see LeBron James get back in the winning category after a quick two-game skid. They are back. They end up beating the Indiana Pacers last night in a game that they should have won by a little bit more. But LeBron James finished with 38 points, looked very, very good, and there were some questions coming into the game. There were reports on Wednesday by ESPN's Brian Windhorst that some scouts in the NBA have noticed that LeBron James has been ignoring some of the play calls by Luke Walton, just straight up not even looking to the sideline, calling his own plays and slowing down the tempo of the Lakers offense. And of course, if you ask me, I don't really think this is the problem. I don't think this is an issue at all. LeBron James has not looked at a coach to call plays for him in the better part of a decade. The last half of his career, he hasn't looked towards a coach to call all of his plays. He kind of ran his own show, and coaches have adjusted to that. Luke Walton, he is also adjusting to LeBron James handling the basketball, but that does create another issue as we've seen LeBron James' usage go up a lot in the last few weeks, as the Lakers have slowed down dramatically in terms of their pace from beginning of the year to how they're playing now. And they are playing a slower tempo, pretty much playing through LeBron James the entire time that he is on the court. And sometimes that could be to the detriment of some of his teammates. Now, when asked before the game, LeBron James said this about his distribution and, of course, him handling the ball more than he would like.
Has the season played out the way you imagined coming into the year in terms of way you fit into the offense and how much you'd have the ball in your hands?
I figured I wouldn't have the ball in my hands as much, coming into the season, knowing the multiple ball handlers that we have on our team, with Zoe and Doe, B.I., Lance, Kuz as well. Those guys have the ability to make plays as well. But I'm available anytime, we need a play to be made. It's something that, for me, it's a challenge for me, and this is an adjustment for me. But it's whatever it takes to try to help our ball club be as great as we can be towards the end of the season. But at that same time, getting better every day.
So we all know that LeBron James has traditionally played with the ball in his hands at all times, but the Lakers have been trying to change that, and that's why they orchestrated the roster the way that they have, with a lot of ball handlers. Now, what Magic Johnson had to say on Thursday before the game as well is he had to say this, quote, "We are trying to make sure that we watch his minutes, but also that we don't run everything through him, because now it's Cleveland all over again, and we do not want that. We want to get up and down." Of course, LeBron James holding the ball slows down the tempo. When he doesn't have the ball in his hands, the Lakers are more of a push-first team. They want to get out in transition. They want to get easy buckets. So you do have a ton of ball handlers. You have Alonzo Ball. You have Brandon Ingram, who could, bring the ball up and play point as well. You have Rajon Rondo. You even have players off the bench, Josh Hart and Lance Stephenson, that could all handle the basketball. I think the Lakers will eventually figure everything out. They've been looking very good. LeBron James, regardless of his role, we know he is going to look very, very good as well. And that is definitely going to help the Lakers figure things out as they get into the latter part of the season. Now, LeBron James isn't in LA just to play basketball. We already know this. He has a lot of other things he's doing in the media side of things. He's been, producing a lot of shows. And he has a show that we talked about earlier that is definitely on its way out. Now, LeBron's show, Million Dollar Mile, that we talked about a few episodes back, has a premiere date. It will be premiering on March 27th, 2019. Of course, the host is going to be Tim Tebow for that show. We're looking forward to that. And we're hearing right now that LeBron James isn't done with that. He is also working on a movie about himself. Yes, LeBron James working on a movie about LeBron James. That is definitely a LeBron James thing to do, but I am looking forward to it. I think a lot of people are going to watch. I'm looking forward to his shows, and we're looking forward to more wins in the Los Angeles Lakers uniform. But that is everything that we have for today's episode. As usual, if you want to stay connected, make sure you go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. The also, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from and keep it locked to CLNS Media for all your latest news on NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, and I'll see you again on Monday. Peace.